There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking corporate social responsibility, CSR, on the Business Breakfast this morning. We've got a case study now from right here in the UAE from a major multinational company, Standard Chartered Bank. The head of HR for the UAE is Pavneet Bajwa, and she's with us in the studio. Morning, Pavneet.
Good morning, Richard.
Now, our previous guest who we were talking to about half an hour ago, Mark Sierra of Companies for Good here in the UAE, was talking actually about some of the work that he's doing with you in terms of your CSR programs. We'll get into what you're doing in a second. But first of all, let's take a step back. Why does a company like Standard Chartered, big global multinational, feel the need to do CSR initiatives here in the UAE?
Thank you, Richard. I think it is no more a nice to have for corporates and big corporates and small corporates as well. At this point in time, it is something that is required. It is, you know, Brandy spoke a little bit earlier. From my point of view, it is about a brand. It is about our employees. Engagement of our employees, retention. It is how we...
Those sound like fairly self-centered, selfish motivations. It's about a brand. It's about our employees. It doesn't sound like it's about society.
But the impact is on the society. And this is where I think for us, it is instilled in our employees. So we do not see it as... something different. It's, you know, we want to be a force for good. Our brand promise is here for good. And we try to look at ways that we want to, you know, impact the society. We have a quite a clear sustainability philosophy, which talks about the economic and social impact on our markets that we operate in.
So convince me that this is genuinely for the good of society. We're running a poll today asking our listeners, do you think corporate social responsibility in general, not yours, are A, genuine way to help society, or B, just a PR stunt? And 77 people, almost 4 out of 5, think that CSR is by and large just a PR stunt. What do you say to those people?
I think I would ask them to kind of step back and look at, you know, the corporates. They are a big part of the society. We employ people, we have clients, we engage with communities. We have a big responsibility as employers and as businesses to give back. And I think, you know, the cynical view that it is just PR, there is a bit of PR, as Mark as well said. It is about building a brand. It is about our reputation. But there is a lot about giving back. It is a lot about how do we make a real difference. You know, we operate in Standard Chartered in 60 markets. Some of these markets are quite dynamic in Asia, Africa, and Middle East. We see the challenges that are there. You know, and it is also about growing trade in these markets. So when you do social and economic development, you get the returns of that as a corporate as well as a bank, because there'll be more people, you know, making money, saving money with you and growing their businesses.
So tell us about what you're doing, the kind of things that you've done and the impact that those have had here in the UAE.
Right. So as I was saying, we've got three pillars around our sustainability philosophy. It is about how we contribute to economic growth, how we as an employer are a responsible company. And thirdly, it is about how we invest in our communities. And I think I want to talk a little bit about how we invest in our communities, because that kind of makes it real. You know, Mark just spoke about partnerships with local companies. So we've done a lot of work with Mark around engaging our people in tree planting, in making toys for refugees, and in making, and we've got more activities coming up, in making wigs for cancer patients, children suffering from cancer. And we at Standard Chartered have a very structured employee volunteering program. We give 3 days of volunteering leave to our employees on an annual basis globally, and in the UAE, of course. I think the impact of this is what I would request yourself and viewers to understand. Imagine last year we had 65,000 days of volunteering. That's the impact we've had on the society. With Mark and with Companies for Good, we have done 950 hours of volunteering in the UAE. We've touched positively 105 children. We've planted 120 trees in the country, as well as we have engaged about more than 300 people, our employees, in the effort.
How do you talk about what you're doing? I mean, I don't necessarily mean talking about it with us. We invited you to come here. We reached out to you. But when it comes to putting the message out yourself into the community about what you're doing, there's a lot of cynicism around CSR. People think that you're just doing it for the PR. How do you decide whether or not to let people know what you're doing, let people know what you're doing, aware that that might be some of the reaction?
I think we take quite a balanced approach towards that. I don't think we go out and, do a lot of PR around the work we do. Of course, you know, when you go to our website, you will see some of the initiatives that we work on. What you will see is that our employees, that's where we focus. Where our employees engage with this activity a lot. And we think they are our ambassadors. To go and talk about, you know, the initiatives we do. We get a lot of positive feedback from employees. They ask for more. So I think, you know, as I said, balanced, you know, and there is, you know, I mentioned there is a brand reputation impact as well that we have, but we don't overdo it.
Well, I mean, you're in HR. Is there a retention or even an attraction?
Definitely. There is retention, there is attraction, there is also building skills of employees. You know, our graduates, when they come in, it's part of their induction program. So we help them build their entrepreneurial skills, leadership skills as they come into the organization. It is part of the DNA. They know that this organization is also about giving back. It's not just, you know, a bank, but it's also about giving back.
Pavni, we're out of time. We'll have to leave it there. Fascinating discussion. Appreciate you joining us today. Pavni Bajwa is head of HR for the UAE at Standard Chartered Bank. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.